Ciao Fabri, welcome back.
Ciao guys.
In the episode of our podcast, as always, every Tuesday, let's start as always with Socios, our partner. We answer your questions. There is a section of the app, Here We Talk, you can send in your questions. Also today we pick some of them and we're going to answer during the episode. And let's start with the news of the day, Cristiano Ronaldo back in Manchester with Jorge Mendes, speaking about his future with the club.
Yes, many things happening around Manchester United. It's a really important week. And so for Cristiano Ronaldo, it's a really important day. Cristiano is a Carrington. We also had some picks today around with Jorge Mendes together with him. There will be a meeting between Cristiano Ronaldo and Erik ten Hag. And ten Hag really insisted a lot every single day in June, in July, to have this meeting with Cristiano because he wants to try till the end to change his mind, to explain the project, and to try to have Cristiano as part of the project. Erik ten Hag would really love to have Cristiano Ronaldo in this new chapter for him in Premier League, his leadership, his qualities, his skills. But from what I'm told, Cristiano's idea is always the same. He wants to go, and this is why Jorge Mendes will be part of the meeting. They want to find a solution together. But let's see if Erik ten Hag will be able to change his mind, will be able to keep Cristiano on Manchester United. Let me mention that Manchester United public and private stance is still the same. Cristiano is not for sale. Cristiano is part of our project. So Manchester United are still hoping to keep Cristiano Ronaldo. But Jorge Mendes, till the end, will try, in particular with Bayern, with Atletico Madrid, the two European clubs that he will try to push in the next weeks, because Chelsea at the moment with Tuchel, it's a no. But let's see what Mendes will do. But for sure, the intention of Cristiano is to go. But Man United will fight until the end to keep him at the club. So really important hours to understand what will happen in these meetings with Cristiano back in Manchester. And just to clarify on Frankie de Jong, as always, as every single episode, because always Man United and Barcelona fans keep asking us about Frankie de Jong. Guys, from what I'm told, still no update. Agreement reached days, weeks ago between Barcelona and Man United, €75 million plus 10 in add-ons, but Frank at the moment doesn't want to leave Barcelona, and also from what I'm told, he has no intention to accept a salary cut. Frankie wants to stay with the current contract. So let's see what happens in the next weeks, but as of today, still no change.
1 week ago here, you said that Koundé, the Koundé deal is basically another Rafinha, and that's becoming reality, actually. That's what it is.
Yes, I still remember last Tuesday when we recorded the last podcast, one of my sources in this story told me, you will see that it will look like Rafinha. And at the end, it's a new Rafinha. It's a Rafinha 2.0, because now Jules Koundé is really, really close to join Barcelona. It's not yet a done deal. And in this kind of saga, we have to wait for the contracts to be signed after what happened also last week. But let me say that Chelsea were really close to sign Jules Koundé. It was not a done deal, because until a club like Sevilla or a player like Koundé give their green light, you can't say it's a done deal. And so this is why we were still waiting to say, okay, it's done, okay, Chelsea are set to sign Koundé. That was not the case. But everything was ready on a verbal basis, because Chelsea sent their proposal, £55 million. Chelsea discussed personal terms with Koundé. This is the big difference with Rafinha. Rafinha never had any conversation, official conversation with Chelsea on the salary or these kind of things. He only wanted to join Barcelona. Now Koundé wants Barcelona, but he also had a discussion with Chelsea on personal terms, on the five-year contract. So, but after that discussion, Xavi Hernandez, the man who changed this story, called Jules Koundé, was able to change the timing of this deal. Sevilla never reached full agreement with Chelsea on the final details, and Koundé decided to wait for Barca. Now Sevilla and Barcelona are in direct contact, so there is a negotiation between Sevilla and Barca. I'm told that the opening bid of Barcelona will not be €50 million plus 10 in add-ons, will be less than this, with a different structure. So negotiations ongoing, but Barcelona have an agreement with Koundé on the contract. They agreed personal terms. Koundé wants the move, and so Barca are working to sign Koundé, and we will see when there will be a here we go finally for this crazy Koundé saga.
So what are now the next steps for Chelsea after they probably failed to sign Koundé?
Yes, I would say that it's not new, but Thomas Tuchel is not happy. This is something that is the reality. And I think this is showing ambition. I think it's a positive news for Chelsea, because it means that the manager is really involved in the process. And of course, he wants new signings. He is really happy with Sterling and Koulibaly, two top signings for Chelsea. But he wants more. He needs more players. He also said, we need some quality. We really need some quality to bring some new player in this team. And this is what Chelsea will try to do in the next days. Let me say that yesterday afternoon, Monday afternoon, Chelsea already started contacts around Europe for other centre-backs after Koundé deal becoming more than complicated. In this context, they are exploring different options. Kimpembe is still a name in the list, but it's getting complicated because PSG want 65, 70 million euros for Kimpembe. And so at the moment, still no agreement between PSG and Chelsea. There are other names in the list. Chelsea are working on it. I see that today we have rumors on Denzel Dumfries, that is a player appreciated by Chelsea, but at the moment still no bid submitted to Inter, still no direct contact with Inter. And let me say that Denzel Dumfries wants to make sure that he will play because of the World Cup. This is a really important point. And at Chelsea there is Reece James, and so this is another topic to discuss in case Chelsea will decide to go for Dumfries, because at the moment still nothing discussed with Inter. And on Sunday morning, a few days ago, Chelsea tried to hijack the deal for Nordi Mukiele, because they really tried. They called Red Bull Leipzig, they called the agent of the player, they were ready to include Timo Werner as part of the negotiation with Leipzig, but Nordi Mukiele and his agent decided to respect their word to Paris Saint-Germain. Today Mukiele signs with PSG, and so Mukiele is a top signing for Luis Campos, a really important one, the third one, and Chelsea will not go for Mukiele.
There is a question from one of our socials listener about Juventus' next move.
Yes, a good question, and I would mention two names. One could be Leandro Paredes, to stay at Paris Saint-Germain, because Paredes is one of the players that Paris Saint-Germain are open to sell this summer, and Juventus will open direct talks with Paris Saint-Germain only once they will sell at least one or two of these players, Rabiot, Arthur, and Aaron Ramsey. So they are trying to find solutions for these three players. If they will find a solution for one or two of them, they will try to go for Leandro Paredes. So he's a name in the list. And then I mentioned Timo Werner because of this Leipzig attempt with Chelsea trying to offer Timo Werner to Leipzig. Timo Werner is still in the list at Leipzig, but also at Juventus, because Massimiliano Allegri wants this kind of player, a striker who can play as number nine, but also as a winger. Alvaro Morata is the priority, but still no agreement with Atletico Madrid. And so Werner is also a name for Juventus. I'm told that there are contacts already between Chelsea and Juventus for Timo Werner, and it could be a loan. This is the news, because till a few weeks ago, Chelsea were not so open to letting go on loan. Now it seems to be a serious possibility. And so keep an eye on Werner, because it could become an opportunity for many clubs on the market.
Talking about strikers, Gianluca Scamacca is off to West Ham, and then there are other names about strikers around Europe.
Yes, Scamacca is done. It's a done deal. It's already here we go, because Gianluca Scamacca signed this contract today afternoon with West Ham. Medical was in the morning, everything fine between Sassuolo and West Ham. Everything is signed for this permanent deal, 36 million euros plus 6 million euros in add-ons and sell-on clause for the 10%. So everything done. Moyes already had a conversation with Gianluca Scamacca. And now is it's time for him to be unveiled as new signing for West Ham. So Italian national team striker Scamacca joins West Ham, and many other strikers will be on the market. One is already official, and it is Matty Stell, this boy from Rennes joining Bayern today on a permanent deal. They paid 20 million euros plus 8.5 million euros in add-ons for this boy who was born in 2005. He's super young. He only played 79 minutes as a professional with Rennes. So Bayern really trust this boy as a really top talent, because they paid a huge fee for talent for the future. And Tell signed till 2027. So Tell is a new Bayern player. Other striker, Sesko from Red Bull Salzburg, is interesting for Manchester United. They consider him really good talent, but at the moment it's still not an advanced deal. There is no bid, and so it's just one of the players they are monitoring. But the striker situation at Man United depends on Cristiano Ronaldo. And many of you asking me about Man United or Tottenham for Memphis Depay. Tottenham are not interested in Depay, but let's see what happens with other English or Spanish clubs, because at the moment Depay is exploring options around Europe, but with Man United and Tottenham at the moment no contacts.
Talking about strikers, for sure, Haaland was one of the biggest this summer.
If not
the biggest, yes, of course, scoring after 12 minutes, not a big news for us and for him. But Pep Guardiola will go for another player in the last month of transfers or not? What's happening at Man City?
Yes. They are working on Marco Correa. Also yesterday, also today. There are contacts ongoing. I will try to update you later in the day or in the week, because it depends on Manchester City and Brighton negotiations. Not easy negotiations at all, because Brighton are trying to fight and to keep the player. I'm told that the player is not happy, that the player really wants this move to Manchester City, that he joined Brighton dreaming of a top English club one day, and then when Pep Guardiola called him, he only wanted this move to Manchester City. So let's see now what happens in these conversations between Man City and Brighton. Cucurella has an agreement on personal terms with Man City. And so after the opening bid turned down, there are still discussions between City and Brighton. Not an easy one, but Pep Guardiola wants Cucurella, and it would be huge after Calvin Phillips and Haaland, I would say, kind of perfect market.
Yes, talking about perfect market, for sure Real Madrid are also doing a good business, as always, this summer. What about the contract strategies for the other players that have been talks in the last month, I would say?
Yes, for Real Madrid, I would say that the contract strategy is something that I really love. And we always mention this strategy here on the podcast because I think it's really smart and shows why Real Madrid are always so good on the pitch, but also in managing the situation with the players. So they already signed three new contracts for three really important players. One is Eder Militao. The contract is already signed, will be announced soon, till June 2028, with a release clause of 500 million euros. So Militao extends his contract with Real Madrid. And trust me, it's not a detail, because many top clubs around Europe were interested in Militao. Eh? Clubs like Chelsea, Paris Saint-Germain were trying to explore the situation. Of course, it was impossible because the player doesn't want to leave Real Madrid, and Real Madrid want to keep Militao, but now there is a new contract in place. Rodrigo will extend his contract till 2028 with a release clause of 1 billion euros. So everything agreed and everything signed with Rodrigo, and also everything signed with Vinicius. We said here many times, was a good news a few weeks ago. It's already completed till 2027 in this case, 1 year less than Rodrigo and Militao, with a release clause, 1 billion euros official soon for Vinicius, Rodrigo and Militao, Brazilian power at Real Madrid.
Another question from our socials listeners is about Neymar Jr. Will he stay at Paris Saint-Germain this summer?
Good question. I think that Neymar was sincere when he said in public, I want to stay at Paris Saint-Germain. He said the truth, because I'm told that he told the same to Paris Saint-Germain board, to Christophe Galtier, to Luis Campos. Neymar wants to stay. Neymar wants to win the Champions League with Paris Saint-Germain. Neymar feels that now is different atmosphere around the team, around the club. And so this is why he wants to stay. Paris Saint-Germain are open to discuss with other clubs in case they will receive some good proposal. But at the moment, it's still a quiet situation. Let's see what happens in August, because we know that with this kind of players, everything can always happen if the player changes mind. At the moment, Neymar wants to stay, but let's see what happens till the end.
Talking about strikers, we mentioned a lot of them today. There are a lot of rumors about Bayern Munich and Harry Kane for this summer, for next year. What's the situation about Harry Kane in general and Bayern Munich?
Yes, there are a lot of rumors, because internally at Bayern, I'm told that the board and Julian Nagelsmann too, they consider Harry Kane as the perfect player for Bayern style and for Bundesliga football. So they're convinced that Kane could be kind of new Lewandowski for Bayern. There is a small problem. It's called Tottenham, because Tottenham have absolutely no intention to let Harry Kane go. So this summer is absolutely impossible, but really, really impossible. So nothing is going to happen. But also for the future, Fabio Paratici, Antonio Conte, they are working together, of course, with Daniel Levy to build the future around Harry Kane. Now the atmosphere at Tottenham is completely different. Mm-hmm. They have Champions League football. Harry Kane seems to be happy with the team, with the atmosphere. Of course, he's English, and so to stay in England for him is always the best solution. So at the moment, everything is perfect between Tottenham and Kane. They want to offer him a new contract to avoid an attempt from Bayern for next summer, 2023. And so it's true that Bayern are in love with Harry Kane, but Tottenham have absolutely no intention to let him go, not just this summer, but also for the future. And Conte considers him a key part of his project.
Another question from socials listeners about Grimaldo's future.
Yes, at the moment I see many questions about Arsenal and Grimaldo, guys, from Arsenal fans around, but I'm still told also on Benfica side that they receive nothing for Grimaldo as of now. Let's see what happens with Nuno Tavares, because we know that Arsenal are in negotiations with Atalanta for Nuno Tavares. Atalanta want a loan with a buy option, Arsenal simple loan, so with no buy option clause included. We will see what happens with Nuno, but at the moment for Grimaldo it's still a quiet situation, still waiting to understand if some English club, Arsenal or any other, will submit an official proposal or not. And yesterday night in London, there was a meeting, a dinner, between Pablo Longoria, Olympique Marseille president, and the agent of William Saliba. Marseille are in love with Saliba. They still hope and dream of Saliba as Marseille player for the future, but as of now, we know that Arsenal consider him a really important player for the team, and also Mikel Arteta was pretty clear a few days ago saying that Saliba is absolutely top player, so I think it's going to be a really difficult one.
Let's move into the quickfire, and Oscar Flamengo, question from Socios.
Negotiations ongoing, we can say to our social friends. We have many social friends from South America.
So
I'm always
true.
Happy to answer South American questions, because there is a negotiation. It's not an easy one. We have to understand the conditions of the potential loan. But I'm told that there are still contacts. We will see for Oscar what happens.
Wait a second. I was checking Twitter. David Raum.
David Raum joins Red Bull Leipzig. They are negotiating the final details between club. Everything is done with the player on personal terms, but now Red Bull Leipzig and Hoffenheim are in direct contact to complete the negotiation around 30-35 million euros. It will include some add-ons, so work in progress, but David Raum was an exclusive news. We'll go to Leipzig.
Leno.
Bernd Leno, Fulham and Arsenal are getting closer, negotiation ongoing. I think this is a really important week because Marco Silva needs a goalkeeper, wants a goalkeeper as soon as possible. And so for Leno, work in progress, there is an agreement between Fulham and Leno on personal terms, but now negotiating with Arsenal.
Kim In-jae.
New Napoli player. Kim joins Napoli. He's in Italy today to undergo medical tests. Napoli will trigger the release clause around 19 million euros. Napoli also have an agreement with the player. And so the South Korean centre-back will replace Kalidou Koulibaly.
Giovanni Lo Celso.
In this case, Tottenham are open to letting go. Lo Celso, Reguilón, we saw also Winks, many players that Tottenham are open to sell as soon as possible. For Lo Celso, direct negotiation with Villarreal. Unai Emery wants him back at Villarreal, so let's see if they will be able to reach an agreement with Tottenham. But some Italian clubs are also exploring the situation, Fiorentina and not only, so we will see what happens with Joe Lo Celso.
Mangala.
Orel Mangala becomes a new Nottingham Forest player, full agreement. He had this medical today morning. It's a done deal between Nottingham Forest and Stuttgart for this boy. 12.7 million pounds deal with some add-ons, with a sell-on clause, and so everything done. Nottingham Forest keep buying player after Lingard. The next one is Mangala.
Tielemans.
Also from Leicester chairman, today we received the confirmation that still no bid for Youri Tielemans. We know that he's a name in the list Arsenal since long time, but now they need to sell some player and they need to decide who is the right target for the next step they want to do on the market. And so for Tielemans, it's still quiet. Arsenal still interested. Arsenal still in contact with Tielemans' player side, but still no official bid.
Noah Lang.
Big news for Noah Lang is that he's ready to leave Bruges this summer, and I think it could be one to watch in August, because the player wants to go, he's open to go. The price tag could be around 20-25 million euros. He's changing his agents, now he's building his own representation team, and so Noah Lang could be an interesting one, because Spanish, English, Italian clubs are exploring this opportunity, in my opinion. A very good player.
Filip Kostić.
After Scamacca, with the same agent, West Ham will discuss about Filip Kostić, already submitted a proposal to Eintracht. Eintracht are prepared to accept in case the player will say yes. And now negotiation ongoing between the agent, the same of Scamacca, and Kostić on the personal terms to understand if the player wants to accept this West Ham proposal will be an important week.
Last one, again from socios, again from someone from South America, probably, Luis Suarez, Atletico Mineiro.
They are dreaming of Luis Suarez everywhere in the world, eh? In Italy, in South America, Nacional fans, Atletico Mineiro fans. Guys, at the moment, Luis has not decided yet. It's true also that we had some rumors in the last hours about MLS possibility, and it's true that some MLS clubs is approaching Luis Suarez to try, but at the moment, still no decision made from the player. We have to wait, in this case, for the green light, like was for Koundé. Luis Suarez received many proposals, but still no decision made.
Thank you, Fabri. Talk to you next week. Ciao.
Thank you. Ciao, guys.